Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuck Gris Show, hanging out at Kia Studios on this Friday evening with you. 404-726-0929, Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, Hawks made some big moves today. I didn't see how much money they saved, because that seems to be more of what we do than anything else. When we start making trades and all this kind of stuff, we start picking up more cap space and cash available to us. So let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. She is here to make sense of all of this. Our friend of the show, Lauren Williams, joins us. She's the Hawks beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. AJC.com is where you can check out all of her work, and you can find her on her personal Twitter page, at Williams Lauren L. Lauren, as always, appreciate a few minutes here on the show tonight on this rainy, thundery, lightning Friday.
Yeah, I'm not happy about the thunder and lightning, but happy about the rain. It was getting pretty hot out there.
yeah, absolutely it was. So, well, I mean, so the Hawks, I guess, signed Wesley Matthews. Let me ask you this very simply. What does this move mean for the Atlanta Hawks?
Yeah, I think they just added a veteran to this roster that they sorely missed. I think the last couple of seasons, you know, they didn't really have anyone that was kind of a good voice of reason in the locker room, and it was part of the reason that this team kind of let go of Nate McMillan at the, you know, before the All-Star break last season. They said that they didn't have anybody kind of in the locker room kind of holding them accountable, and so that kind of fell on the coaches a bit, and now they have that person who is kind of the in-between between those guys, and I think it's a good fit. I don't think we can expect him to play a ton of minutes. The rotation, I think, is pretty set. We know who, you know, those first nine guys are going to be, and usually Quinn Snyder doesn't typically go beyond nine guys in the rotation, but he's going to be a strong voice. You know, he was on that team in the bubble with, you know, Giannis Antetokounmpo and Chris Middleton and, you know, everything that went on there. And then he spent the last two seasons after a stint away from the Bucks, he went back to Milwaukee. So I think the Hawks are getting a really solid voice right now.
Yeah, and, you know, just looking at kind of his minutes, I mean, he only played 15 minutes a night, you know, last year. It was the first year ever that he didn't start a game where he started, you know, pretty regularly early in his career. But, let's ask, I mean, because, again, we see these guys come and go. Is this a guy that you think can stick with this roster, or, you know, is he going to be a guy that they move on for somebody else?
Yeah, I think because they signed him to a vet minimum deal versus, say, acquiring him via trade, it's a little bit more likely, in my opinion, that he sticks around for a little bit longer, at least until maybe, say, the trade deadline. But again, he's a guy that, because he's on a one-year deal, he does look a little bit more enticing to some teams as an expiring contract if they're looking to kind of shift some pieces around. But the thing is, it's, you know, the guy who the Hawks are continuously tied to in these trade rumors is Pascal Siakam. So, I mean, are you going to be sending out a one-year rental for a one-year rental? I don't think Wesley Matthews is enough to move the needle there. So, Yeah, I just see him kind of sticking around a little bit longer than maybe even Patty Mills.
So, all right, this is the question then at this point. So we're almost to August. And look, October, I think it's October 2nd or 3rd is when training camp opens in the NBA. So we still got, you know, plenty of time and you know, summer league is over and this, that, and the other, okay? As we sit here in the year of our Lord, July 21st in 2023 at 7:43 p.m. at night, are the Hawks a better roster right now than when they wrapped up in losing to the Boston Celtics?
It's hard for me to say that they got better, just because when you trade John Collins away, you trade a guy away who gave you solid rim protection on the defensive end. So maybe offensively they got a little bit better. You're adding in career high shooters who shoot over 35% in Patty Mills and Wesley Matthews, again, who we don't anticipate playing a ton of minutes. But defensively, it's hard to see them being much better than they were last season. And that was part of the reason that they struggled in the Eastern Conference Finals 2 years ago, was they needed to get better defensively. So, yeah, it's tough for me to say that this roster is better than where they ended the season last year.
Lauren Williams, she's the Hawks beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, joining me here on the WadeFort.com hotline. And to your point, Lauren, that you made just a couple of minutes ago, you know, the Pascal Siakam, you know, this has been lingering. I mean, this has been lingering out there in the etherverse, you know, for the longest time. I mean, is there any fire to the smoke? Because, you know, I've heard everything from that his brother has said that he isn't going to be with the Hawks, and there's you know, anticipation that he won't sign an extension like what DeJounte Murray did. I mean, there's all kinds of wild things that are being put out there. Do you think at the end of the day they get a deal like this done, or is this just a lot of rumor and innuendo, and it makes sense for Siakam to end up in Atlanta, but does it make sense for him to want to be in Atlanta?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, definitely where there's smoke, there is fire. And I think part of the reason why an outright deal hasn't been done, say, you know, picks or players or whatever it is that there's somebody in the midst of this deal who hasn't quite agreed to whatever terms there are in front of them. And so I think that's, you know, we're seeing potentially multiple teams being kind of mixed in. And that's usually why stuff like this takes so long, is because you have to feed what everybody else wants. You have to make sure everybody comes away from the table happy. And so I think that's kind of what we're seeing here. But I do think that the Hawks would be a good fit for Siakam, in the sense that they're in a situation where it's win now versus the Raptors. We're seeing it's kind of more of a rebuilding situation. And so if he's looking to, you know, go out and get another ring, I think he has a much higher chance of doing that with the Hawks than he does with the Raptors right now. As far as money-wise, you know, the Hawks, they unloaded a lot of that John Collins contract for the future. And so they do have a little bit more space available to re-sign him. I don't know what the numbers are that he's looking for maybe next year, and maybe that's what the holdup is that they're kind of agreeing to a kind of under the table, this is what we're looking to, you know, extend you at, and he might not necessarily like that. So maybe that's where the holdup is. But I do see him being a good fit, especially if you're putting him alongside you know, like a Jalen Johnson, the DeAndre Hunters, and a Sadiq Bey, and kind of the roster that the Hawks have right now.
Well, let me play a little bit of devil's advocate with you here in this scenario, okay? If you're Pascal Siakam, why would you sign with an existing team? Because he's going to go on the marketplace, and I will bet any dinner that you want to take from me, he's going to get max money. He's a max player. And why would he, I don't care if it's the Hawks or whatever, why would he sign with a team, even for the veteran max, like what that's basically what DeJounte Murray did, why would he sign a veteran max deal when he's going to go on the open market? And again, he may not get that fifth year, but he'll get, I mean, he'll get almost super max money. I mean, he will cash in big time. I don't see a reason why he would sign with somebody and turn that opportunity down to, one, go where he wants to go, and two, get max money. So if you're the Hawks, you're looking at this and saying, okay, if I can't sign him to an extension, can I afford to just have him walk away after 1 year on this roster?
Yeah, and again, I think that's kind of what the holdup is. It's whether they can get him to either commit to re-signing with them or, you know, it's hard to justify the Hawks signing or acquiring a guy who's, as they say, is going to be essentially a one-year rental. So I don't think if you're the Hawks, you should sign a guy, especially if he doesn't want to be here long-term. I think if the rumors are to believe, then he said that, you know, Atlanta is not necessarily the place where he wants to end up. I would have hung up the phone right away and cut my losses there, because it's hard to, in my opinion, convince a guy to stay on if he's not willing to stay on.
So this also begs the other question, let's say that in an ideal world, that he signs a vet max deal, which is going to be the same kind of deal that DeJounte Murray got, 4 for $120. You think the Hawks are ready to take on another $120 million of guaranteed salary the way that things have worked? I mean, again, every deal that we've watched, every deal has been $3.5 million here to save, $6.8 million here, $6.5 million here. I I'm not saying that they won't do this, but you're going to have to show me and prove to me that they're ready to take on another $120 million player on top of what they already have on this roster.
Yeah, if they believe Pascal Siakam is the guy that's going to help them move the needle, then I think that's what's going to justify them paying him that extra $120 million and taking on that contract. But they also have to think long-term, right? You have guys like Onyeka Okongwu, who is going to be, he's extension eligible. Sadiq Bey, extension eligible. They also have to think about whether or not they're going to continue investing in guys like AJ Griffin and Jalen Johnson, as well as some of the other young guys that they have on their roster. So I think if you're putting all your eggs in one basket in terms of Siakam, to me, that tells me that they truly believe that he's the X factor that's going to help them, you know, move further in the playoffs and hopefully toward a championship.
Could some of this be the idea of there aren't many other great options that are available, either obviously via free agency? I mean, there's I don't think that there's really, you know, anybody who's at Siakam's level on the free agent market. And maybe, too, just there aren't a lot of great trade possibilities. I mean, again, we're not getting Joel Embiid or Giannis. I mean, we're not getting somebody like that. So, again, is he the next best thing? Because it just seems like that the everybody just assumes that he's going to be gone and he's going to go somewhere. But if the Raptors were so desperate to get rid of him, I promise you they could find suitors for Pascal Siakam. It doesn't have to be just the Hawks. There would be teams that would certainly love to take him on. If it's really the idea of the Raptors want to get rid of him and not have to pay him that max money.
Yeah, I think the benefit is that you're hopefully locking him in right now, just because when you look at you know what we saw this free agent class, it wasn't exactly the most enticing. Next year's free agent class minus Siakam isn't exactly, you know, the most enticing. Obviously, that depends on what we see this season. Maybe that changes our outlook on next year's free agency class. So it's just a tough market. I think the only other person that maybe jumps out to me in that free agent class is Jaylen Brown. So I think they're in the similar situation where it's just, do you pay a guy like Jaylen Brown or do you take a big like Siakam? And especially with how they've kind of locked in on DeJounte Murray, it kind of makes the idea of taking on a guy like Jaylen Brown a little bit more moot, unless they are able to move on from DeAndre Hunter. So I don't know. I think that the Hawks have a lot of moving parts right now. I don't envy the situation that they're in. I don't envy Landry Fields in that front office at all. But yes, they do need to make a decision on, you know, who it is that they're going to pay.
Lauren Williams. She covers the Atlanta Hawks for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. You can check out all of her work at AJC.com. You can follow her on her personal Twitter page, at WilliamsLaurenL, and she joined me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Lauren, as always, appreciate a few minutes on the show tonight. Thanks so much for being a part of it, and we'll chat again here soon.
Thank you.
You got it. When we come back from the top of the hour, it will be time for the Falcons flyover. I do have the top 10. I have the top 10 pro football focused players, the best in the NFL right now. Did we get our guy? Up next, Chuck Green at Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.